Several of the points that I was going to make have already been addressed by other speakers, so I'll modify my comments as best I can. A couple of people have brought up the fact that rather than running the power line through a separate line that or a separate right-of-way, that what we should do is to use the existing National Grid right-of-way. I really don't think that it is in our best interest, and I say our meaning of those who are opposed to this, I don't think it's in our best interest to fragment the opposition. And I say this because I happen to own land that currently is bisected by the National Grid line. So I already have a million volts going through my property. I'm really not looking for any more. And I can tell you this, that in the damp weather, if I go out there and stand under that power line, it's either humming or it's crackling. Now, I don't know what kind of an effect that has on me or the wildlife or other people that may go under it, but I can't imagine that it's good. So what I would request from DOE is that there be a comprehensive study done on the health effects of this number of volts that would be going over our heads. And I also would request that that be done by an independent, nonpartisan agency. Too often, these studies are done by the people that are involved in it, and quite honestly, I would question the validity of the study. Secondly, I would like to know, and I'm throwing this out to anyone and everyone, whether it's legislators at all three levels or whomever, I would like to know what we can do to stop this. I don't know if eminent domain is going to be used or not. I certainly hope it is not. I know that Rick Ladd has introduced a bill to crimp that a little bit, and as he's already indicated, that's coming up again on Tuesday. So I would hope that someone out there would know how it can be stopped and that all of us and all the people in the other communities that are opposed to it could be informed of that method. As far as property values go, there's no question that it is going to affect them adversely. I would like to know how much, and I don't see why it would be too difficult to use other states if necessary, the existing power lines that are here, but there has to be a way to quantify and qualify just how much those property values are going to be decreased. And certainly that's something that all of us are going to be concerned about. And I guess those would be the major points. I could say one more thing about the National Grid line, and that is that maintenance is not good. There are exposed ground wires. I've complained for years, and I'm talking 20 or 30 feet at a time. They are on the surface. They could be picked up by equipment or machines that happen to go over it. Whether it poses a threat to disrupt the grounding, I don't know. But I can tell you that they really are not very good at maintaining the lines. I've tried to get money for improvement of the road. That supposedly exists in their budget, but it certainly hasn't come my way. So, in short, as you can tell, I'm not really in favor of it, and hopefully it won't go through. Thank you.